Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah! Talking about expressvpn.com/Nooners. Love ExpressVPN. You've got to have a VPN in today's world or you're not living your life right, brother. People are going to start stealing your passwords, all your bank info, everything. And I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode doesn't hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Huge fan. I've had it for years. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background of all my computers and my laptops and my phones, and it's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button, and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, like I was saying, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you not to be using it right now. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Nooners, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Nooners. expressvpn.com/Nooners. Head there to learn more.
Jables, what does Aaron Hernandez, the Bill Cosby jury, and myself all have in common? We're all hung!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Oh boy, I called this. Rostradamus is back again. God damn it. It's almost like I should have my own show. This was an easy call for me too. And I know I went on like a long-winded rant about, you know, seeing Bill Cosby as a kid and all that shit, but I'm telling you right now, when these fucking jurors start doing interviews, because you know the interviews are going to start lining up for these guys.
Oh, yeah, the books.
Some of them are going to turn, yeah, and some of them are going to turn against the other ones and be like, he was fucking guilty, and this, you know, Mark and Steve and fucking Gail, they loved him, and they didn't convict him. What I like, the other part about it is his demeanor through the whole trial. Like, you want to talk about giving zero fucks the whole time. Like, there was not one moment in this guy's mind where he didn't think he wasn't going to get off. Yep. When he walked out of the courtroom the other day, And he goes, hey, to the press. And they have that footage.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like it was just another fucking, just another motherfucking day for Dre out there.
He's just back in front of an audience. From what I'm hearing, he's just loving like being back in front of an audience, having that reaction. He does like, he like stumbles with his cane and does like weird little tricks and like jokes with the audience.
Yeah, he's been
and,
joking
like,
the whole time.
The whole time.
Rape and is just hilarious though.
It can be real funny, but
jeez, Bill.
No, yeah.
You know?
But so, I think it's been a while. You know, his career was smashed, right? In pieces.
Actually, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Before this rape stuff happened, he had just signed a big deal with NBC. He was coming back.
No, that's
actually
what I mean. But since all of this happened this came out 2014. So since then, he hasn't been performing. He hasn't had an audience. He hasn't had
fans. And if you remember correctly, he tried after the allegations came out.
He's been
and he got
trying
booed off
the whole
stage.
Time. Yeah.
He got booed off stage, couldn't complete the thing. Yep. And like it just got worse and worse.
So when he walks out and he sees people holding signs and like supporting him, there you go. And he just like turns it on. I mean, I don't feel bad for him, but like, God, what a fucking like.
The whole thing is just fucking weird.
It's weird.
And then the wife, like being, you know, she came to court too.
She came to court.
She supported it and was just like, hey, you're aware of truly how many allegations there are. One, two, this had happened in the past and they had paid off somebody. They paid off a couple girls in the past. And he admitted that he had, you know, indiscretions. But, you know, that wasn't apparently good enough to leave him. Now all this shit happens and you're like, yo, still there, huh?
Still there. Well, she didn't come until the very last day.
Right.
And then it was almost as like a show for the lawyer, because the lawyer in his closing arguments did this whole song and dance of like, he did this thing where he was yelling at Cosby, like, you danced outside of your marriage, and then went to Camille and said, and you deserve better. And like made it this whole thing of like, you are a horrible man for being unfaithful, but you didn't. Like, you're not a rapist, but you, sir, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody, I guess, was unanimous in saying how weird the lawyer was, which is surprising because you're Cosby.
Right.
Bring out Bias. Right. Bring out Jose Bias and really fuck. You can forget about a hung jury. It would have been a unanimous not guilty if Bias wouldn't have been up in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
This lawyer was weird. That 2 hour fucking song and dance that he went through, because then at the end of it he starts blaming himself. It was like, oh man, I'm sorry to the jury. I am sorry if I've talked too much. It is me, you know. It's like, hey bro, stop reading off your fucking Tinder profile. One of my biggest weaknesses is I listen too much. He was going into his own shit at that point, like
bringing up witnesses for literally like one question.
Yeah.
And being like, okay. And like for the whole day, like resting.
Yeah.
Just being like, okay, defense rests. Like just bringing up a detective, asking him one question. He's like a showman. And it's weird.
But not a good one. And it's
not a good
one.
It's
one of those things where a lot of when the defense rested, a lot of the papers said, I mean, they were pretty much in agreement, which never happens in the media. Pretty much in agreement of like, man, it just seemed like this guy just like gave up, like this the case seemed too big for him.
Right.
And he just kind of gave up. Like you said, he wasn't really asking many questions. I think he rested his entire case in like 6 minutes or something crazy. Mm-hmm. And
he asked the detective like two questions.
Yeah.
And he was going to have that whole last day. So he asked two questions. Defense rests.
Bias would have hammered that motherfucker.
Dude, and just went over and over about inconsistencies and da-da-da. Because it happened so long ago that that's going to be your only defense, right?
Yeah.
Is what you can remember, what you're misremembering. Well, if you misremember that, maybe blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But because I'm a super, obviously, professional.
When it comes to trials, when it comes to murder. Right.
No. If I was in there, I would have made
Bill Cosby pull out his dick. If I was the prosecution, pull out your dick.
Right.
Mr. Cosby.
Again,
no
one's denying it.
Show me your dick.
That he saw the dick.
Because if she describe the this happened in the Michael Jackson case, by the way.
I know, but no one's denying that she saw the dick. It's just a matter of like whether it was consensual
or not. But I think for the courtroom.
Oh.
To show,
you're
to show
be a real
Bill Cosby's
showman.
Dick. Yeah. If you're going to be a real showman, let's right. pull out the Continental Breakfast. Let's pull out the dick and the balls. You know what I'm saying? Let's unleash the fucking room service.
The croissant and the rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see the Grand Slam Breakfast on full display.
Moons over my hammy. I'm just naming Denny's dishes at this point. But
so I look at the end of the day. It's sad. I mean, look, it's exactly like I said the other day.
I know.
It's sad. True. But this in no way, shape, or form was a fucking shock to me.
No, so, it wasn't a shock. I guess like I said before, when you accurately predicted, I just was like, I don't want to live in that world, but you're right.
You're living in that world.
Like,
I
think you're more realistic and I'm more like, please don't let that be the world that we live in. But it is.
It's weird though. Like I see like a realness to the world where it's like even the Trump thing. And this isn't like me being a dick and being like, dude, I keep calling shit because somebody else had brought up. I call the, you know, Cavs and are the Warriors and five as well. And like a bunch of other shit like that. It's just kind of like a realistic look at the world where it's just like, man, when I see this shit, it seems pretty clear to me. Even that, you know, the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight.
Mm-hmm.
I like there is a child tiny buried deep down inside of me, like baby Jessica inside that fucking well that hopes,
remember her.
Yeah. That hopes and prays that Conor McGregor wins this fight. But as a real person, if you were telling me this is going to be an awful fight, it's going to be completely one sided. I will be shocked, absolutely shocked if Conor McGregor. And this is a big statement. Lands more than 3 punches a round. That's a huge statement for me to make. I will be shocked if he lands more than 3 punches a round. And I'll be surprised if it goes past 4, just because he'll be so exhausted. UFC rounds are like 5 rounds or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to pay, and I can already tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay for this goddamn thing. It's going to be $180 or whatever it is. I'm going to watch it. I won't go in person. To see this, I saw the last McGregor fight because it was MMA.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go in person and pay and watch this, like, because it's gonna be ridiculous,
right?
But you can bet your sweet ass, you know, we'll have some people over and fucking party at our house, drinking some Zimas and watching this,
Gales.
Watching this circus. The build up to the fight will be amazing, but I McGregor's going to get absolutely housed, and it saddens me to say, but that's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's my real, like, honest opinion on it, where it's just like, ugh. Truthfully, I think Conor McGregor would be lucky to go 2 rounds with him before getting knocked out. 2 rounds.
Is that your official Rostradamus?
Yes.
Okay.
I say end
you
of
heard
the second
it here.
Round. Yeah.
Okay.
I would maybe say 3 rounds if they had, you know, kind of pre-bargained something like a wink, wink, nod, nod to mm-hmm. each other beforehand that just said, hey, people are going to be paying out the asshole for this. Let's at least go 3.
Right.
Because the other thing about that fight to me, which I was kind of pissed off about, was like, I knew they would come to terms. And I wanted to see Conor at least have some sort of chance. When they said the fight was August 26th, I was like, no shot.
Right.
Not even one prayer that he'll win. Simply for the fact of you're taking an MMA guy. And you're gonna put him up against the greatest boxer of this generation in 8 weeks. I mean, fuck, Jabes. I'd have you in there. Like, I'd have you go in there against Floyd Mayweather.
Right, and that's not a compliment.
I bet you could last, you know, almost as long. Almost as long. Because I just think Floyd's too good. I don't think anybody on that world, I mean, arguably the best fighter boxer behind him right now is Triple G. And then Canelo probably, and they're fighting ironically like 3 weeks after this fight. But Canelo has been beating the shit out of people, but you know he didn't beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather. He could barely land a punch against Floyd Mayweather, and that was just a couple years ago.
Right.
And he's, you know, now one of the greatest fighters in the world. That guy couldn't even land a punch against him. So how is McGregor going to, you know, unless McGregor just goes fuck it in loco and just runs as fast as he can across the ring and gets a lucky shot in, you know, a left hook and just knocks him out, which would be the greatest thing in my entire life. Like, I'd probably openly weep.
Right.
Just because I don't like Floyd Mayweather, but I don't think that's happening. Don't think that's happening at all. And okay. I know I'm just going to sit there and eat that $150 that night and just be like, well, Ross, you knew it.
I know.
Oh, why'd you do it? Why did you fucking pay that? That's like fucking 19 months of Netflix all in one fight that lasted 2 hours with a shitty undercard. So, nah, it is what it is. Well, we got some sponsors who pay for this whole fucking donkey dick to be on the air. First up, we got straightrazors.com. Look, kids, just because Father's Day is over doesn't mean you still can't say, I love you, Papa. Go to straightrazors.com. Say you're sorry for not getting him a Father's Day gift and get him a dop kit. Get him some razors. Get him some aftershave. Get him some cologne for his body.
For your body.
Because it's the greatest shit on the planet. Big fan of straightrazors.com. Their Smolder aftershave and cologne is seriously my fucking jam, dude. Use it every single day. Straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off. Again, that's straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off. Next up, we got strikeforceenergy.com. Jables. Boy, you're over there painting your nails like a little Sally.
I am not.
Like a little fucking Sally.
I would never.
Strikeforce Energy is like the best fucking energy you could ever have in this whole fucking world. If I was not like all jacked up on fucking Strikeforce Energy, I don't think I could get through my fucking day. I don't think I could fucking do shit anymore.
I would kill myself.
Yeah. No, Strikeforce Energy is, that's the only thing that's going to keep you on and popping all day long. Better than 5-Hour Energy. Kick the can. You don't need the fucking can anymore. You can throw Red Bull out the window. Monster, you can keister it. A lot of people say, hey, why would you stuff a can of Monster up
that's
your ass?
That's a big can.
Yeah, it's a big can. But you're
right
doing it.
You go right past the Red Bull can.
Yeah, you're doing it because you can.
Sure.
Where you're like, hey. Fuck Monster. Hey, let me see your Monster energy drink. Cool. I'm going to stuff that up my entire ass. So have a nice
meal. What
are
you drinking? Sugar-free Red Bull? Not big enough.
Nope. I need that Monster.
Not big enough. Who's got a Monster in here?
Who's got a full Monster?
Anybody?
A full Monster unopened.
I need it full. Oh, you've got the jumbo.
Yeah. I'm going right up the fucking bunger.
Who's got a 22 of Monster?
Who's got a 40 ounce of Monster? I'm just going to go ahead and keister it real quick. Look, go to StrikeforceEnergy.com. They ship everywhere in the entire world. They have a subscription of the month club. And they got a 750 milliliter bottle that just sits on your counter so you can boom, boom, put a couple squirts in your drink and fucking get on about your day. Go to StrikeforceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off. Again, StrikeForceEnergy.com. Promo code REVOLUTION, 20% off. Last but not least, we got a night she cries while he rides a steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes, Jables. Wow. You know what that sounded like?
What?
A horse who is keistering four cans of Monster.
Yeah, in the middle. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Go to Amazon.com, Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all the .coms. It's in bookstores everywhere, but everybody keeps telling me like it's sold out at a lot of places. They only get it 5 a month, so fucking whatever. I can't do anything about it. Call up Simon & Schuster and tell them to keister my book. Call them to keister it and get more books out there. Funniest book you'll ever read. If you like Airplane or Blazing Saddles or any, like the opposite of Amy Schumer humor, you'll love this book. Get it on Amazon. Do yourself a solid. And it's available on audible.com. It's the top 10 highest rated Audible books there is. Because I do it. So you're welcome. Man, it's a fucking crazy time in the world, James.
It is.
Time in the fucking senator got shot.
I know.
The Republican. Again.
I mean, no.
I hate to the congressman. I hate to keep bringing this up. But like, because I've called this as well. Where it's like, if you have this negative hatred rhetoric that keeps happening over and over and over again, things keep escalating, like to the point where, I mean, Jesus Christ, you're going, what was his line before he walked out on the baseball field? Hey, is that Republicans or Democrats out
there? Yeah, he asked another congressman or senator that was leaving,
right,
who was like done with practice or whatever. Hey, who is practicing over there? Weird guy.
Yep.
In getting something out of his trunk.
Yeah.
Trunk.
Yeah.
Asked him. And the guy goes, ah, Republicans, have a good day, bud.
Yeah.
And just like walked by and sent him into the fields. I don't know, but.
And the fucked up thing is like, CNN finally spent some time on this story rather than, and I, because I have also brought that up in the past. They're not even talking about this shit.
They talked about it all day, but they kind of like took a weird turn with it. But yeah, they talked about it all day.
They did at least talk about it, which I was surprised. That night though, it was over. It was back to Russia and the probe that doesn't really fucking exist. And I just, it seemed like people toned it down for like maybe 6 hours. The late night people didn't at all. I didn't say shit. Fucking Samantha Bee and
what do you mean they didn't say shit?
They just went on about their business as usual, like
didn't really bring it up.
No,
or...
well, again, like I've stated in the past, their ratings, like these late night, like Daily Show, all that stuff, they didn't bring it up at all
because
it's just you know, very,
it's too unifying, like it would bring us all together, and that's not funny or
well
good.
their fucking ratings rely on solely on Trump, so if it's, this isn't a Trump story,
right?
Well, I mean it is, but it's in a, you know, fucking hatred,
more of a Bernie story, right?
Well, like... here's the thing, he put it on his Facebook that it's time to destroy Trump and all of his fucking cohorts, and that's the thing, is like, dude, your whole narrative that you're pushing every night on these late shows and fucking, you know, talk shows and news channels is, oh god, Trump is evil and the fucking supporters are evil and all this shit. Now it's just fucking hardcore liberal. I mean, where it's just getting out of control, where you're just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, he was trying to murder people.
Yeah.
The one guy is still in the hospital, and two of the guys are in serious condition. One was in critical, and I heard it just got downgraded to serious. Multiple surgeries, but it's like, hey, who's the crazy ones anymore in this?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, again, if this is being driven into your face as a, let's say you're a person on the fucking, you're on the edge out there, you know, and you're watching this shit and you're like, fuck it. You're getting fed this
mentally
hatred and
edge.
This rhetoric. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
If you're getting fed all of this hatred and rhetoric every single day, eventually you're going to fucking snap. And that's going to be it.
Right.
It's going to be bedtime for Bonzo and you're fucking going on a goddamn killing spree. And I think this is only going to get worse, because there's no let up in it. Like, I thought for sure after like maybe 4 or 5 months it would kind of die down, because to me, like, the fucking, it's a super thin, like, we're good.
It's
now.
Just getting worse.
Yeah, but the ratings keep escalating. So like, Rachel Maddow is highest ratings in cable. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not going to stop. Because she's looking at dollars come in, and just like, all right, Stephen Colbert, Daily Show, all that, like, they're not going to stop this shit. So I think it is truly only going to get worse.
I don't think they're the ones that are making people crazy, but I think CNN and
it's weird. Do you ever hear Samantha Bee go off on a rant?
No, but I don't.
She's smart. She has great writers, but it is in an aggressive fuck you manner, and where they're bleeping out shit.
It's not like a funny, diffusing, like...
No, same with Colbert. Like, you know, he's been... Look, the FCC has come after him as well, so it's like... I don't know, man. I just think all of it over and over and over again, because that's at night. In the day, you have, you know, all this other shit on CNN and MSNBC, and it's just like, man... It just keeps getting, if you're watching this all day long, there's no way out, essentially, you know, Netflix or whatever, HBO. But if you're just a normal, like, TV watcher, I mean, they're breaking into fucking daytime programming.
Believe me, I know that.
Yeah, for the goddamn these trials that no one gives a baker's fuck about. And it's just like, hey, man, can we just get back to like passions or whatever the fuck it was? Like Judge Judy has been pushed like 3 days in a row now. That's going to drive people over the fucking edge.
That will drive people over the edge. Like Cosby isn't really getting that much.
No.
Like, play. It's like,
well, you know, you got a fucking hung jury. And then there wasn't cameras in the courtroom. So it wasn't on TV.
You're right. You would have
televised that bitch. I think it would have been.
Oh my. Yeah.
Rad.
Yeah.
But you know what is rad?
What?
This Megyn Kelly interview that's coming up tonight with Alex Jones. This is going to be something special for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the speculation of what's going to happen. One, two, the fucking outcry from, you know, Sandy Hook people, as they should, of like. But apparently, here's the new twist. Apparently, he said that Sandy Hook happens, that he told her that, and that it isn't included in this interview. It's not included in any of the clips or the previews. And also, and this is super fucking weird, but he said for the first time in 22 years, he has recorded another journalist to make sure that he had a fair and accurate interview.
Of course he did.
So he claims that he's got tapes of them sitting down before the interview, laughing, talking together, saying, "Oh, we should go out for steaks after this.
Megan,
we should get together. This is gonna be fun." And he was like, "Look, I just want a fair shake at this whole thing." And he says, "You know, look, I'm not denying Sandy Hook. I'm saying Sandy Hook happened. So I want a fair shake at this." And she said, "Ah, oh, that is the only thing you get out of me is fairness. I can promise you that." Well, he doesn't feel this interview is fair. So,
okay.
We obviously haven't seen it. It's airing as our podcast is airing.
Right.
So
we'll see.
I don't know. But he's threatening to leak the entire interview and expose her, which in journalism is a huge no-no. Anything that is off the record, if you break that code.
But if you're talking to Alex Jones, you better fucking be watching your back.
But
like,
if you break that code as a journalist, and look, as ridiculous as Alex Jones.
On his side, you're saying?
Both. Both. Any journalist.
Yeah.
As ridiculous as Alex Jones is, he's still a journalist. And if you're going to sit down and interview somebody, regardless of who it is, you can't tape the pre-fucking interview. You can't tape the pre-show.
No.
Like, that's all fun and games and laughter. And then an interview is an interview. And you know what's going to be televised and what's not.
Right.
Now, granted, you can cut that interview up. So let's say they talk for 2 hours. You know, NBC is going to cut that up however they see fit for that couple hours. I don't think Megyn Kelly is allowed in the edits. I would be shocked if she is. Just because that's rare to give talent, a free pass to the edit bay to make your own edits. So I don't know who's in charge of that edit.
Right.
But what I know is Alex Jones is not happy about it already. And he's threatened to release the whole unedited interview that he had with her pre-taped and all of that shit. To be because he's saying that she's a fucking phony and a fraud and she must be stopped. Which, look. I've already said she was a fucking phony and like.
I know. Well, she's unlikable and she's phony, but.
She's a bitch. Her ratings, you know, fell off the planet.
Right.
And now with this.
She must be stopped.
Oh, boy. And the fucked up thing is overall listeners per week, Alex Jones is probably second in the world.
Yeah. He has way more viewership
his
than
total
her.
Views. Plus audio for his show that he does is 35 million a week. No one has that except for Joe Rogan.
Yes.
Joe Rogan's is 90 million between views and audio downloads a week for Joe Rogan. And look, Alex Jones is a powerful dude. If he chops that up and puts that on his air, like, fuck, I'd love to hear that whole interview. Because if she gets exposed like that, I think it's going to be the nail in the coffin for her. People already don't like her anyways, and the ratings are sliding. What do you do then? If Alex Jones outs you, where do you go from there?
Do people believe him? Do people?
Well, it wouldn't matter in this case if it's a full taped interview.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Trump thing with the hot mic in the trailer. It's like, look, I don't know if that was edited or not. Didn't matter.
Right.
It was said and it was put out into the world, and there's no taking it back at this point. Once it goes out, good luck. Good luck to you. We'll see you. See you on the flip. So I want to, if he does this, that's a bold move, Cotton, because that's going to open up the doors for other people to do the same exact shit. And then therefore you're never going to have a real conversation with anybody, because you're always going to be on your toes about that.
Yes.
I've said a lot. I've done a million interviews, and I've said a lot of shit to people before I've gone on air, or on record or on a podcast or whatever, that if that was taped and got out there, like, wouldn't be sweet. It wouldn't be fucking sweet,
and it wouldn't. You would hate the person.
Hate the person, like, more than
you
life.
You would be blackballed from it. Like, you would tell anyone that you know that does interviews, blah blah blah. Like, do not talk to this person. Is this the biggest platform that Alex Jones has had besides his show?
I would say yes.
So you're gonna fuck that, like. Really?
Wait, Alex Jones or her?
Alex Jones.
Oh, yes. Because for him.
Because it's going to make him bigger.
Well.
It's going to make him less.
I think he's made his bed in what he does.
So he doesn't mind being an outsider, outlier.
No.
Never to have another interview as big as this.
No.
Again, because people will be like, fuck you, dude. Like,
I'll tell you why. Because usually if you're smaller and you're trying to make it and be bigger and be broader.
Right.
You go on, do the song and dance and do the shit or whatever, and you make yourself your persona as broad and available as you can. The subjects he talks about, again, like denying Sandy Hook and...
Not very broad.
No. And there is not a prayer on God's green earth that a network is going to hire him. So let's say this interview went great with Megyn Kelly and he was chipper as fuck and came off super affable. NBC's still not going to give... No, but NBC would still never give him a job. So it doesn't matter. Like,
and not even a job, just like into that world. Like the way that he shoots his show and the way that he, like, it looks like he kind of wants to be taken seriously, like a serious journalist, right?
Yes.
And so for me, that's kind of like, all right, you're really like, you're into this conspiracy. You're going down this road because if you get one big chance... And you do this, you know what I mean? It's like getting the part in the big budget movie and yourself blacklisted because you're going to out everybody there and like, bleh. And it's like, all right, well, okay, never mind. Bye.
But I think the weird thing with him is I think he realizes his own power online and that it's more powerful than it's more and it's more powerful than a network. So like,
for
instance, when he was talking to Joe Rogan. About his numbers and Joe Rogan's numbers. Mm-hmm. He's the one who outed Joe Rogan's numbers. I didn't know those numbers.
Yeah.
Once he said that, I was like, oh, shit. So you're super well aware of what you're doing, what your audience is. And I don't, there isn't a network on the planet where you're drawing 45 million a week.
True.
Like, I couldn't, like, I've racked my brain for that of like, all right, even if he was on CNN for, you know, 8 hours a day.
Not a prayer. Yeah.
You can't get those numbers.
Right.
I mean, you're lucky to draw, like, you tell, all right, perfect example. I always troll the fucking Daily Show and Trevor Noah just because he's, you know, oh, I'm South African. You're Americans. It's so
he's
crazy.
He's not a bad guy.
He's fine. He's just fucking, he's
fine.
He's a goddamn snooze fest. And you don't,
not,
have a non-American doing the fucking Daily Show. Should have been Chris Rock. Should have been Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Whatever. Either or. I was looking at his ratings today. It's because they were like, oh, man, they're surging. They're surging his ratings. And I was like, fuck, what are they?
Really?
They were 960. They were 960 before. There were 960,000 people watching The Daily Show. That's it.
Oh,
960,000.
Yeah.
Wait, but then they surged, right?
Sure.
So I looked at the new numbers and he's at 1,000,000, like 40,000. And I'm like, what? So you went up. 80,000 people, but you're still only at 1 million viewers a night? Like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
We're not, no lie, we're not that far off from Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
We're not on fucking Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy when you look at it and you're like, wait, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So you're doing 5 shows a week. You're drawing 1 million viewers total. And that's including Canada. A lot of people don't know that. That's including fucking Canada.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're looking at, you know, there's 315 million people in America plus whatever mm-hmm. Canada's got. I don't know shit about Canada. But, and you can only draw 1 million fucking people. Like, my fucking, go look at We Are All Harambe on Harambe's page, that song I did. That's over a goddamn million. Like, right. I'm not on TV every single night.
Yeah.
So I think if you're Alex Jones, you sit back mm-hmm. and you start looking at these ratings and you're like, all right, even if I was on every single night of the week, there is no channel.
So you're saying this is more for his viewers to be like, hey guys.
Yes.
This is what it's like.
And this is who I am.
This is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking selling out.
Right.
And he knows what he has.
But I also think this interview for him is to get him known on a bigger basis where people that might not listen to his.
But known.
So they give his show a mm-hmm. shot where they're like, oh,
yeah,
fuck, I like this guy. I didn't, you know.
I don't like him, but I don't.
He's okay.
I don't hate him.
I liked him more after being on Joe Rogan, where I was just like, all right, cool. I don't listen.
I feel like I like everybody better after they go on.
No, that's untrue.
Oh, who did you not like?
Whitney Cummings.
You didn't like her after Rogan?
No, I did not.
I don't think Rogan likes her that much.
Has her on all the time. She's been on like
really?
5 times. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, boy, you keep going down that psychiatrist trail. And you know when
is
you
that
know
all she's
every
talking
phrase,
about?
Yeah, every phrase, like, word. What's wrong with me? Why people won't date me? That other shit.
Yeah, and her crazy family, and like I'm just like trying to get my. And you're like, oh my god.
So that was one where I'm just like, oh boy.
Let's be real. You know her.
I do.
So like,
I know her really well.
That's
but.
Not someone that you didn't know, and then you like.
And
I've never said
anything negative about her. Publicly, but
no.
After
I'm just saying, you know her.
I do. I know her really well, and from day like first day in LA, type shit, where it was just like, all right, cool. But that as she's gotten bigger and all of this shit, it's just like, boy, there's some people where money and fame isn't enough to fill that void. She's one of those people.
I think there's not to go out on a tangent about it, but this idea of like being really transparent about all of your issues.
Don't do it. Yep.
Talk to your friends.
Neuroses are. Don't do it.
But talk to your friends. Talk to your therapist. And like, if you want to do like one, you know what I mean. Like, if you feel like you're helping other people by doing this, you aren't.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, do it. If you talk about it one time and you open up, like. On Marin or Rogan, cool. Like, hey, I don't normally talk about this, but like, if it's gonna help someone to know that I'm also going through this, cool. But not, I mean, every single interview she does, and not just her, but people that are like really on that path of like, I just need other people to know so that they know that like they're not alone. Of course, they're not alone. Every single person is on some kind of fucking head meds. Like, you're not alone. We're not alone. We get it. Like, we're cool. It's okay that I don't like the whole point of taking the head meds is so that you can like get back into society and be normal, not talking about head meds the whole time.
Over and over and over.
Over
again.
And over. And, yeah. So they're clearly not working, right?
Yeah.
Are you good now? Or like.
We're in the same camp on all of that shit.
But anyway, so.
It's just.
Yeah.
Hide your problems if you're famous.
Like a normal person.
If you're famous, hide your problems. Bury them way deep down inside. Because the thing is, if you're a comedian. People don't want to know your fucking problems.
No.
Like, you got a fucking problem. Like,
you know, the only one is Marin because it's his whole shit. And I don't even really like the comedy aspect of it where he's talking about all of his issues. I like him as a person talking about it.
I skip through it.
I only like his
interviews. I can't hear.
I know. I don't mind him, but he's probably the only person.
I love his interviews.
He's probably the only person I don't mind talking about that shit only because he's made that his whole persona. He's never pretended to be like awesome and chipper and cool and then all of a sudden being like, hey guys, I'd like to reveal something to you and I've never really openly talked about this. Then don't.
Right.
Don't.
So she was one of them. Alex Jones, though, however, was not, where it was just like, oh, fuck. All right.
You liked him a little bit.
I liked him on Marin, or on Rogan. I liked him on Rogan, well, and I was like, ah, all right, cool, good for him. I'm not a person, though, who wants to sit down and listen to conspiracy theories all day. But, you know, if it's on and people want to talk about it, like, I don't mind it. Like, fuck it.
He got really nuts on Rogan, though. He got, I mean, sweaty and nuts.
Well, they were
drunk,
drinking, smoking weed. And, like,
he got gnarly.
But it's, you know, fuck, that's his whole shtick, and I don't mind it. Like, same with, like Artie Lang. I dig his whole shit, too.
Oh my God, I love him.
Even though, let's face it, he's going to OD.
I know, he's going to be the next one.
Yeah, I say his over-under is like 4 years. Like, he'll kill himself.
We just saw him on that crap. I mean, I just saw him. You walked in and made fun of me for watching it, but that crashing show.
Oh, with Pete Holmes.
Yeah, who we
fucking
hate.
Hate that. Yeah.
But it's got all the comedians that we like with him, so it kind of sucks. But Artie Lang's on it, and he looks dead already.
I know. Yeah. He looks dead. And,
I love him so much.
And he's going to die. Like, he's the next one where it's just like, it'll be one of those weird nights in Atlantic City where you're like, what? He killed himself. Where you know, that's on, you know, an accidental OD or whatever it is. Like,
talk about the best Marin interview. I don't want to keep talking about him, but the best Marin interview you will ever, ever hear is Artie Lang.
He was great.
His stories are the best. He's just like, that's how you do transparent issues. Like, that's how
he's
you do it.
He's fucking funny as shit.
He's funny as shit. Yeah. He makes it into a joke. Right. It's like, yeah, like.
Big fan.
Not like a sad sob
Big
story.
Big fan, but he's going to die in
when
like
he's
going to
die, it's almost like we're talking about him like he's dead.
Well, by the time this airs, he may be. And that's the thing about.
Stop it.
Dead serious. That's the thing about Artie Lang is like. That will be the least shocking celebrity death.
So
where you're just
creepy
like,
if that happens.
It'd be the least shocking celebrity death where you're like, oh, Artie Lang died. It's like, all right, cool. Where are we going for lunch today? And that's sad, but it's true. Like, I just, he's that guy. If he fucking lives forever, then I'll eat my words.
He may be like a Keith Richards thing where it's like, you always say to me, like,
no.
Do the opposite of being healthy.
You know, fuck, you know, speaking of that, Keith Richards' lady died. And I say lady because I don't know if they were ever officially married. Anita Pallenberg.
Okay.
She is the, fuck, she is the ultimate groupie.
Mm-hmm.
There is a rumor that she was who the woman in Almost Famous was modeled after.
Okay.
She dated Brian Jones in the band, mm-hmm. and then he beat her or something, and then she was with Keith. And rumor has it she had an affair with Mick, and like she was.
Did she go
they have two kids together.
That band at all?
They have two kids together. She just passed away at 75. But
like, was she in the Jimi Hendrix thing? Like, were they portraying her in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's just she was that chick who was around and like, you know,
kind of like a manager, kind of like a.
Yeah, everybody said like Beggar's Banquet. Like she, you know, she had a heavy influence on that album and like Sympathy for the Devil. She did a lot of shit on and she passed away. She was 75 and like all I kept thinking was because she was like healthy and mm-hmm. all I kept thinking was God Keith is still God. Lived past her because he released a statement about her death and I was like
Jesus.
Wait a
when
God.
Keith is releasing a statement about your death it's just like don't
man
it's gonna be cockroaches Ringo and
yeah,
Keith
yeah I think Ringo will be the only person that outlives Keith that's it.
Yeah, and that's it'll it. Be like, God damn it.
Is it weird that I will be relieved if, like, Ringo dies? Because I want McCartney to be the last
I'm
Beatle.
I'm sorry, but everybody wants that.
I know.
Just the problem is it's not going to go that way, and everyone knows it. So they're just like, fucking Ringo, dude. Ringo's going to be the one that outlives all of them.
I know. Because what I really want is... You know, obviously Ringo to die, but like I know it's gonna happen. It's like because there'll be some weird tribute concert on like CBS at you know
and Ringo will
at
be
the Kennedy
only
Center.
One there.
No. But at the Kennedy Center for Ringo if he dies, and like I had a dream of like us sitting on the couches watching like this tribute concert for Ringo dying first, and it's like all you need is love,
bum, bum,
but like looking at each other of like, whew. Thank God Ringo ate it, so McCartney can go out last in this whole sitch.
Yeah,
yeah, and you said McCartney wears a wig. You were the one who told me that McCartney wears a wig.
Yeah,
That's fuck.
Yeah.
You think he's bald, like clean bald underneath there?
No. And they aren't clean bald. I've said this about a couple people that you're like, what? It's their hair pieces and they're really, really good. So they have some. It's just not enough. They're older guys. So they'd be like thin.
Right.
You're never an old, like you may be.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, older guys don't have like a thick, longer. So that's why they keep it kind of longer like that. So they could put the hair pieces and it sort of blends or whatever.
McCartney's wigged up.
It's not a full wig. It's hard to explain. It's like a hair piece.
I wonder who does his wig work. You know, I often wonder that. I wonder who does his wig work.
It is
a noble profession.
Sure.
Whoever does wig working out there. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Yep.
I'm tipping my Zima to you. Once again, no lie, I'm drinking Zima with a fucking Jolly Rancher.
You really are.
That is God's honest truth. My biggest fear is that this is actually going to go away. Like they weren't fucking around. Like they're going to pull it off the shelves. I keep buying it and stashing it in the outside fridge.
I saw you like throw away a bunch of stuff so that you could fit your Zima in there.
Because I'm afraid it's going to go away and then I'm going to be fucked.
Okay, you decided that was done. All right.
I did record a rap song. I wasn't lying. I did record a Zima rap song. I'm going to shoot the video when I get back from doing this movie in a couple weeks. So you can probably expect that shortly after 4th of July. But I did did record that Zima song, and it's tits. But since we're on the wig work, by the way, somebody else popped up in my feed who I was shocked about. LeBron shaved his head.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like clean? He's always been short.
No, bald. He shaved it bald. And I think it was because he must have watched like game footage because he was getting like super bold. Yeah, the scars are really. Tell the audience, by the way, why that is.
So he had hair transplant, basically, which I think people know, but it was weird that he.
I don't think a lot of people knew.
Like
these giant scars just showed up on his head.
So usually like, it's just one line in the back. They try and put it in the back of your head so that your hair can grow over it.
Right.
But if you have short hair, it's going to be a scar. I mean, they have better ways of hiding it. But anyway, so they take, it's essentially like a graft from the back of your head, put it on the front, and it will grow your natural hair. Just kind of where you put it. But anyway, so it's not plugs. It's transplanting hair from the back of your head and putting it on the front. But it gives you scars on the back. And he had it taken from
giant
a couple
scars.
Places.
Yeah. It did two giant scars in the back of his head. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
And
they were perfect
weird.
Lines, perfectly straight lines where it was just like.
It's weird that he's just like, fuck it. Because he was wearing that, the
headband,
sweatband, whatever. And it kept getting farther and farther. And it was like, it looked weird, but he would wear it all the time. Never take it off.
Yeah.
Because the scars were like, I think pretty prominent. He must have gotten to the point where he were like, oh, these look good. Or you just don't think about it. Or you don't think people notice or whatever it may be. He was just like, all right, cool. Like, we're good now. Like, nobody's going to say anything, right? And it's like, no, you have huge scars on the back
of your head. So he shaved his head.
And can you not see the scars now?
No, you can definitely see the scars now. Like his whole head is shaved.
Even more?
Yeah. And so it was strange. Like I was like, man, why go through all that work of getting all that done and
to
then
me,
just shave
I feel
your head?
Like he
why didn't he shave
gone,
his head in the first place?
Yeah. Well, I feel like he should have gone longer with his hair so that you can cover up. But then if he goes longer, I think you can see more baldness in the front. So he has to keep this weird balance.
Why didn't he just shave in the first place? Jordan shaved. You know,
he's a younger guy. He didn't want to be fucking
not that
clean
young.
Bald.
He's
man.
Like 32, so it's not crazy young. Like,
well, to be bald, to be as bald.
Have you
he
seen his
bozo
his
ring?
Illegitimate father, by the way.
His what do you mean illegitimate father? Do you mean his estranged father?
Wow. I don't know what you want to call it. To
well,
be honest
is it
with
his
you.
Real father or not?
It's his real father.
Okay.
But
well,
they
then
haven't talked
estranged.
In, since like, you know, we were 1 year old or like born or something weird.
What
like
are
that.
The pictures like?
Fucking identical. TMZ tracked this motherfucker down. And I don't know what
TMZ.
I don't know what they paid him or whatever, but they were like, hey, well, somebody else had brought it up and they were like, look, we found LeBron's dad or whatever. And then he reached out through somebody else.
Identical.
And I think he was looking for money. Yeah. And it was creepy how, I mean, the guy looks exactly like LeBron, but he's clean bald where you were just like,
does he have a bozo ring? Because LeBron has a bozo ring.
No, he's got no bozo ring.
Which is why he was like, dude, if I could just get the hair back in this little pat, like he has this weird like horseshoe thing on the top, but it grows everywhere else thick, right? So he's just like, if I'm rich enough, you know, you get into this mindset, right?
He wasn't.
I'm rich enough that I can have hair there, right? If I really want to.
You can pay for hair. Yeah, you can't.
You can't. It's the one, it's one of the last things that
it's
like.
Left. It's the last frontier that richness
maybe
doesn't fix
CRISPR
it.
Can help with that.
Like a couple people have done it, like Bradley Cooper, Jeremy Piven.
I think their patterns were different, and it's like their hair's long.
Their hair's
always long
because
they're covering up those scars.
All right.
But it's possible.
He shaved it bald and was just like, man, you go through all that treatment and all that shit, and you're just going to.
Just for that.
Yeah.
I think he tried it, and a lot of people do that too, where they try it and they're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Can't do it. Yeah. So he's bald now, and I was like, shit. It's a lot of money. A lot of money for that.
Oh, for him, Bosley, that's fucking nothing, dude.
Well, it's money and time. Like, I always think it's time.
It's scars, it's surgeries, it's like every day in front of the mirror trying to cover up this shit. Fucking sucks. Like,
yeah.
That sucks.
But
you don't know what that's like.
Now it's
Mr. Mop.
Yeah. I've got a thick head of hair, but hey, you never know. I mean, I've always had a 5 head, so who knows? Like, this could recede.
I think you're fine.
You never fucking know.
I think you're fine.
You never fucking know. I want to circle back to something you were talking about on the last show about you were the feminism denier. We actually named the show the feminism denier.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, I am. I'm against it.
Yeah. You're against like this crazy feminism shit.
I just think we're fine. That's all. I think we're okay. Like, so let's move forward.
Yeah.
We're not all the way there, but like, let's be okay with our progress and like keep on going.
And not only that, but like in Hollywood, like shit, like I was saying, fucking half the studio heads are women. Like, that's a lot. The other half are Chinese. So it's like, hey.
Listen, I don't deny that there's a deficit, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Do you know what I mean? It's okay. We're
but
doing other
Elizabeth
things.
Banks,
we're good.
Elizabeth Banks is not okay with it.
Mm-hmm. It's just like it makes me not like people that
I know.
Like,
I know. All of them, like Ashley Judd and whatever.
Oh, Ashley Judd's off her fucking rocker.
But that sucks, though. I always loved Ashley Judd.
I know. Well, guess what? Your Ashley dream Judd. Girl is
she's a toilet washer
fucking
now.
Dyke.
She's a fucking no. She's a toilet washer now.
She's a toilet washer.
So Elizabeth Banks is on stage. She wins this award. It's some bullshit thing where they're a bunch of glad handing and a lot of how's your father?
Sure.
That type of events.
Right.
And she gets on stage and says, we've got to do our part. There needs to be more female leads in movies. And I'm calling out you, Steven Spielberg. We put more female leads in movies. Problem is, Steven Spielberg directed The Color Purple.
Right.
He was one of the first, not only to have female leads in a movie, but female leads of color. Yeah. So not only did you kind of just, shit on him. But then I thought back, I was like, wait, wasn't Elizabeth Banks in a Spielberg movie? She was in Catch Me If You Can.
Right.
Why would you shit on arguably one of the greatest, most respected directors in Hollywood history, who you starred in one of his films? Do you not want to work with Steven Spielberg again? Because you just did it. The other thing is, what I loved more than life itself was they reached out to Steven Spielberg for a comment. And his publicist says, well, he has no comments because he's shooting a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what movie he's shooting?
What?
A little movie called Papers. You know who the lead of that is?
Who?
Meryl Streep.
Oh, boy.
So,
over 50 and a woman as a lead?
Yeah.
What do you say about that?
I mean, so the apology, Elizabeth Banks got just, they just dragged her on fucking Twitter all day long. every other article she had released is public apology, which is like, you know, as celebrities, when we're wrong, we should make a statement about saying you're wrong or whatever. And it was just like, hey, the whole fucking females in Hollywood lead shit too. I don't get, like, comedies in particular, it's all fucking female movie. I'm like, every remake is a goddamn, you know, it's either Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, or who's the other one from Bridesmaids? It's the whole Bridesmaids takeover.
Oh, yes.
Kristen Wiig. Yeah.
Amy
Poehler.
Maya Rudolph.
All of those motherfuckers. They're like, the only ones doing comedies.
They're literally the funniest people. Men, women, whatever. Like, the funniest people right now. And you know I'm not a feminist, so
sure.
The funniest people right now are women.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
Like the Broad City girls, the fucking...
Yeah.
You know, like
Broad City, god damn it. They're taking it too far now too, by the way.
What?
They shot this upcoming season. Huge Broad City fan.
Yeah.
They shot this upcoming season and they didn't think Trump was going to win. He won. So they're bleeping out the word Donald Trump from all of their shows.
It could be funny.
Because Hillary Clinton was on the show. No, they said just straight up, they were like, look, Hillary Clinton was on the show. We're huge fans, and this guy's destroying our country. We're just going to bleep it from the show. We're just like, what the fuck? Super strange.
Super strange. Also, in interviews, they're really horrible and boring.
Yeah.
But
I love their show.
Love their show. They're hilarious. As writers, I think they wrote The Rough Night.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think they're like...
But as so as, you know, again, females, they have their own shows. Like, dude, there's a million female TV shows, a million female leads. Fucking,
and that's not even like
the highest paid actors. Some of them, like Jennifer Lawrence, gets paid in full.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock still, I mean, crushes it. Reese Witherspoon, like
Julie Roberts.
Yeah. They make a shit ton of money. Like, some of them have gone away on their own fucking mission to do whatever it is, like Goopy Jeans, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Old Goop.
She
Goop
just stopped
seminar.
Acting. It wasn't like she, you know, she got older and Hollywood shunned her. She's still getting offers. She just left. And then, you know, the other weird one who just left was Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, she did.
And
same thing as Goop, though. She's
I read another
like...
one where she was just like, you know, she got married and wanted to fucking enjoy her life and not be a fucking. And that's fun.
And she's writing books, like health books, and she's super into like. Yeah, that whole...
Shitting regularly and all that stuff. Like,
what's their book? It's called, like, The Shit Day or something, right?
I don't know what it is.
A Shit A Day?
I can't
something.
Even...
And
I
it's, like, her looking super hot on the cover, and it's just called Shit Day. No.
It's her...
It's like... Yeah,
just
it is
digging
about
holes
poop,
in
though.
Her backyard and just shitting in holes.
Yep.
Yeah, but the, look, women are fucking...
And that's
they're
not...
Everywhere.
And this,
they're everywhere. This, there's so many female directors, too, now, and it's like... Dude, I just think to Elizabeth Banks, we're fucking over that. Like, we're past that now.
Yeah. I think it might have been taken out of context a little bit, but still, don't even say it because...
No,
again,
don't even go down
that's
that road.
That's my thing of, like, you know, it puts us back into a position of less than if you keep on saying that we're less than. So just fucking... It's like my motto for everything. Like... shove it down, push it down, and move on. And like, act like everything's cool and it will be fucking cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you keep getting on stage and telling everyone how fucking, you know, how much help we need in the industry, then we're gonna need a lot of fucking help in the industry. Like, just be like, we're fucking killing it. Thanks, Spielberg.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. We're fucking rad right now.
Huge
Bye.
Dicks. Yeah.
Give
huge
us our
dicks.
Fucking dicks back, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that idea of, like, you know, playing up the wage gap and all of that. It's like, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Yeah.
You're making us seem weaker than we are. Like,
and
we're fucking great.
Yeah, and you're making a shit ton of money. Like, what's the fucking...
Or you're not, but just keep on go.
And the other part about this is there's only superhero movies left at this point anyways. Like,
right.
What the fuck do you want? Like, another... Like, Wonder Woman's out.
Wonder
That's
Woman
the biggest
crushed.
Movie of the year so far. You know, or the summer. It's the biggest movie of the summer right now. So, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you're good. And again, what are you fighting for? Another superhero movie?
Fighting for?
We want more of super female superheroes. Like, what?
Did you lose the part in Papers or something? Like, I don't know the backstory, but it's just like, what's your problem?
Papers is Hanks and Streep. Yeah, but it's a political fucking movie.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you want to take a guess why they did that?
Don't know.
Boy.
I don't.
Studio greenlighted that in about 18
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah.
Who's it about? John? Okay,
and great. They were like, took a pay cut for it because they just wanted to like, we have high over
that. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That people care. Is it weird? Like, there's so much hatred now from like liberals and all this shit. Is it weird that I, like, it was a lot like the Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, I dislike LeBron so much. Just wanted the series to be over so they could win. Like, I just wanted the Warriors to win and I can move on with my life.
Right.
Same with this upcoming thing. Like, is it weird that I just want to fast forward like 3 years and just have the next election like just happen again? So it's just like, oh God, what were we fighting for 4 years? It's fucking sad.
I just don't see it really ending. It's just a matter of like how much I can tune it out or how much I can like.
I don't either, but like, I just want to see the, because the second, if he got reelected, the tears and the meltdown of all of it would be, I think you'd see like mass suicides and shit like that. Like, it would be awesome. God. I'm talking like, let's all lie underneath our beds and fucking drink this. I don't care. Who gives a fuck? It's late at night.
But we'll get Heaven's Gate on it. Yeah. Fucking Nikes.
Yeah.
Heaven's Gate Nikes.
Yeah.
I want a pair of those, by the way.
What, some Heaven's Gate Nikes?
Yeah. Like, I want the exact one. Weren't they like a weird color or
some
something?
Air Koreshes? You want a pair of Air Koreshes?
No. Did he wear what? Air Jordans or something?
Yeah, is Koresh Heaven's Gate?
No.
Who
is Koresh
that?
Is
who is Heaven's Gate?
Heaven's
Jim
Gate
Jones?
Was the No. Heaven's Gate is the suicide pact that they were going up into heaven, and so they were going up to the aliens were gonna come get them.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
they were a suicide cult.
But who was
it wasn't anyone
and it was Sweet Leader?
Famous. No, they all just were found with Nikes on. Remember?
I remember that. Yeah.
And it was something that, like, they did have a couple of leaders. It was a guy and a girl that were named something weird that weren't their real names. But the more, they didn't really get coverage until they were found.
Yes. Marshall Applewhite.
Yeah.
He's not super, and Bonnie Nettles. He's not super famous, but if you look him up,
and that's not his
face,
real name, but yeah,
his face is so weird that you know who this is.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, that was.
Do they have a picture of the Nikes?
It was 20 years ago. Yeah, those white Nikes. Yeah. So you want some Nike Air Apple Whites is what you want?
I want some Heaven's Gate Nikes.
Yeah, you want
if
some,
you could find me
some Heaven's Gate Maxes. Yeah, some.
That's how into it I am, but
some 97 Heaven's Gate Maxes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And some Koresh glasses.
Boy.
Maybe
sounds like a dream.
Sounds like I'm gonna be super sexy.
Yeah,
obviously.
Sounds like a dream. But I think that's what's gonna happen, and I almost just want to like fast forward like 3 years just so it does. Like, that's the sick part of me that's just like, oh, can we just fast forward like 3 years and just have this election one more time? And then just because after that would be like,
I
don't think it will. I think
it'll calm down? Yeah,
no,
right.
I don't think it will calm down. I think it will just be like, it's the ultimate like, holy fuck, man, people really hate us. People really hate all of this shit and like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because then you have to, you start, like, it has a deeper meaning when you start questioning your life of, like, what you're doing, like, all these people, where you're like, fuck, man, I have to talk about this motherfucker. Imagine if you had to talk about the same person every night for 8 years.
And you, like, went super hard in the beginning and, like, blew your load, and then you have to, like, keep cuddling.
That would be the worst. I think the ultimate mental revenge, where it's just like, oh, hey, like, if Trump got out of office and then he just went back and talked to him, I was like, hey, man, how was the last 8 years where you talked about me every single day? Was that fun?
Ready. Yeah, was that
Remember
super
how many
fun?
How many meetings you guys had in writers' rooms talking about me every single day, studying every single aspect of my life to the point where I know how long these hours are on a TV show. You were studying me for 15 hours a day with 100 other people. And you were spending 8 years away from your families, 15 hours a day talking about me. Merry fucking Christmas, bitch. Like, that would be the ultimate, like if somebody said that to me, like, and I really had to break down my life like that,
Yeah.
Fuck. That would be a... I'd be Whitney Cummings on this show. I'd go into...
You'd talk about all the Lexapro that
Yeah.
God.
Let's get to the revolutionary fig of the day, shall we?
We shall.
Revolutionary figure of the day is Alice Walker. She is an American novelist. She is a short story writer, a poet, and an activist. She also wrote the critically acclaimed novel, The Color Purple, for which she won the National Book Award.
I never know where you're going.
And the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. Cheers to you, Alice Walker. Because you know what? You were, well, there needs to be more female novelists, apparently.
We have plenty.
I know, Jesus.
God.
There's plenty of women doing great shit in the world. Like, let's not.
Let's focus on them.
I know.
Jesus.
God damn it.
I'm so weak. I need you to help me.
He broke me.
We need more women in podcasting. You really don't, by the way.
Well, look, I'm doing my part. I broke the glass ceiling. I appreciate yet another amazing show out of you, female Jesse Wiseman. I'm male Ross Patterson.
Can you please call me that all the time?
Female Jesse Wiseman.
All right.
I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
He broke me.